KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. We're at 67 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports six more deaths from COVID-19 for a total of 748 and an increase of 565 positive test results over yesterday at 34,321 altogether. The number of hospitalizations from the coronavirus continue to surge also. IDPH says nine more people were hospitalized since Friday for a total of 178. Two more people were placed in intensive care for a total of 56, and four more were admitted to a hospital for a total of 23. In southwest and western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, there were two more hospitalized people for a total of seven, one less person in an ICU for a total of three, and three new hospital admissions compared to zero on Friday. Statewide, 365,447 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. That's an increase of more than 7,050. 26,087 have recovered. That's up 333 from yesterday. 329,990 have tested negative, and that's up nearly 3,170 from yesterday's report. And long-term care facility outbreaks are up just one to 16. That's compared to 15 yesterday. 318 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive. That's an increase of 36. 98 people have recovered, 11 more than Friday, and 396 persons have died at a long-term care facility in Iowa, which is four more than on Friday. County by county, there's not much change from yesterday's statistics with regard to the number of new coronavirus cases and the number of people who have recovered. The only changes are in Adair County, where one more person tested positive for a total of 17, and in Guthrie County, where 73 people have tested positive. Pottawatomie County has 809 positive cases and 661 recovered. Shelby County has 120 cases now as opposed to 119 yesterday and 106 recovered for one more than yesterday's report. Mills County public health officials Friday afternoon said an additional positive case of COVID-19 has been confirmed there. The case involves a person under the age of 18 who contracted the virus through a known contact. The latest addition of a confirmed virus case brings the total in Mills County to 47, with 34 of those persons having recovered from the virus. Authorities say 2,071 Mills County residents have been tested for COVID-19 to date. The Adams County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported the arrest at around 4:15 p.m. that day of 48-year-old Jesse Lee Simmons. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 148 and Hunter Trail in Corning. Simmons was transported to the Adams County Jail and charged with driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. His bond was set at $2,000. In an update to our reports yesterday, authorities say several people, including two children, were seriously injured when a stolen car being chased by Council Bluffs police slammed into another vehicle in Omaha. Authorities identified the suspected driver, 23-year-old Raimundo Rafael Silva Gomez of Bellevue, Nebraska. Police had tried to stop the Cadillac he was driving near 535th and Ronald Road at around 5 p.m. on Thursday, but Silva Gomez failed to pull over. Officers eventually discontinued the pursuit. The car at some point crossed the Missouri River into Omaha at speeds of over 100 miles per hour, ran a red light, and crashed into a sport utility vehicle at 13th and Missouri Avenues in Omaha. The impact caused two children to be ejected from the SUV. Silva Gomez suffered a fractured leg in the crash. He was wanted on warrants and was cited for reckless driving, no registration, and no proof of insurance. Police say the driver of the Murano SUV, 18-year-old Rosa Espinosa of Omaha, suffered a fractured arm. Paramedics also took a 12-year-old girl to Nebraska Medicine for treatment of a fractured clavicle. A 9-year-old boy suffered a fractured arm and collarbone. The front seat passenger, 17-year-old Denise Garcia of Omaha, suffered minor injuries, according to police. Mills County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported three arrests took place on Thursday. Authorities say 28-year-old Angel Marie Schley of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $2,500. 29-year-old Shaka Renee Gordon of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 at around 6:20 p.m. on Thursday. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 56-year-old Michael J. Scott of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, was arrested in Mills County on 189th Street for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Scott's bond was set at $1,300. Elsewhere in Western Iowa News, Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller was part of a local group that participated in a discussion with people from across the state in Ames on Thursday about community relations between police and minority groups. Mueller said the statewide group will address concerns brought up since the death of a Minnesota man in police custody.
Iowa is forming with agency heads, police agency heads, and local advocates, an equity task force. force to figure out and find out how we can better serve and build relationships with our minority communities in the wake of, you know, George Floyd's passing.
Local NAACP President Ike Rayford and Monique Scarlett of Unity in the Community went to with Mueller to the event.
I'm hoping that we learn things that we might not be doing or things that we could be doing better. But on the other side of that, Ike and Monique, and Ike tells me that when he goes to NAACP conventions, the access that he has to us, the relationship that we enjoy in our community, he said he gets to brag.
He says not all communities have that kind of relationship. Unity in the Community and Sioux City Police have partnered for several years to promote understanding between minorities and local officers, and that paid off during the recent protests surrounding the death of George Floyd.
We got to the point where we were speaking to organizers, and they'd say, hey, we're going to come tomorrow. You guys provide somebody that can provide information. And there was give and take, and it became very positive. And so, but you have to be open to those relationships. And thankfully, we've got a community that's open to listening to and communicating with us. And it made the situation a lot better as the days of those protests went on.
The protests in Sioux City led to a renewed effort to equip Sioux City police officers with body cameras. The city council discussed the issue at their meeting this past week. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died June 30th in Omaha. Public graveside services for Doug Williams will be today at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery. Social distancing will be practiced, and the family encourages you to bring a lawn chair to the graveside service. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Alma Tallman, age 84, of Atlantic, died June 21st. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Alma Tallman will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Jensen, age 56, of Sioux City and formerly of Atlantic, died June 22nd. A memorial service for Jackie Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Jim Bones Corcoran, age 68, of Orient, died Monday in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Bones Corcoran will be held today from 1 until 4 p.m. at Kramer's on Main Street in Orient. Time will be set aside for guests to share their favorite memories and stories of Bones, and you should feel free to wear your Chicago Cubs apparel to honor his memory. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Hazel Miller, age 92, of Hancock, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Hazel Miller will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Marilyn Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died June 26th. Memorial services for Marilyn Wittrup will be today at 2 o'clock at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Chase, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Chase will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Gwen Eggers, age 70, of Carson, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial service for Gwen Eggers will be held at 10 o'clock on Monday at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Wade Sams, age 71, of Stewart, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wade York Sams will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Don Lentz, age 90, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. Public graveside services for Don Lentz will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Eureka Center Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Bartleson, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of Life memorial services for Jim Bartleson will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Family asks that masks be worn at the service and visitation. Beverly Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died February 19th. Celebration of Life graveside services for Beverly Webb will be this Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Melanson, age 62, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Memorial services for Mark Melanson will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Lyle Brewer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. A visitation with the family of Lyle Brewer will be on Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic, with CDC guidelines enforced. Shirley Guyette, age 94, of Harlan, died July 6th. Graveside services for Shirley Guyette will be held next Friday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Darrell Crawford, age 72, of Portsmouth, died July 3rd at the Veterans Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for James Crawford will be next Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Karen Kreisinger, age 84, died Thursday in Omaha. A private family graveside service for Karen Kreisinger will be held at the Griswold Cemetery. Reconvened Funeral Home is assisting the family. Emery Greiner, age 93, of Avoca, died June 30th at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Marie Greiner are pending at the Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.